What They Said About Muhammad, Part 3 of 3, by Engineer Hussein Pasha, edited by IslamReligion.com. The Statements of Non-Muslim Scholars Who Have Studied Islam About the Prophet. Part 3. Additional Statements. Encyclopedia Britannica. A mass of detail in the early sources show that he was an honest and upright man who had gained the respect and loyalty of others who were likewise honest and upright men. George Bernard Shaw said about him, "He must be called the savior of humanity. I believe that if a man like him were to assume the dictatorship of the modern world, he would succeed in solving its problems in a way that would bring it much-needed peace and happiness. He was by far the most remarkable man that ever set foot on this earth. He preached a religion, founded a state, built a nation, laid down a moral code, initiated numerous social and political reforms, established a powerful and dynamic society to practice and represent his teachings, and completely revolutionized the worlds of human thought and behavior for all times to come." Prophet Muhammad was born in Arabia in the year 570 CE, started his mission of preaching the religion of truth, Islam, or submission to one God, at the age of 40, and departed from this world at the age of 63. During this short period of 23 years of his prophethood, he changed the complete Arabian Peninsula from paganism and idolatry to worship of one God, from tribal quarrels and wars to national solidarity and cohesion, from drunkenness and debauchery to sobriety and piety, from lawlessness and anarchy to disciplined living, from utter bankruptcy to the highest standards of moral excellence. Human history has never known such a complete transformation of a people or a place before or since. And imagine all these unbelievable wonders in just over two decades. The world has had its share of great personalities, but these were one-sided figures who distinguished themselves in but one or two fields, such as religious thought or military leadership. The lives and teachings of these great personalities of the world are shrouded in the mist of time. There is so much speculation about the time and place of their birth, the mode and style of their life, the nature and detail of their teachings, and the degree and measure of their success or failure, that it is impossible for humanity to reconstruct accurately the lives and teachings of these men. Not so this man. Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, accomplished so much in such diverse fields of human thought and behavior in the fullest blaze of human history. Every detail of his private life and public utterances has been accurately documented and faithfully preserved to our day. The authenticity of the records so preserved are vouched for not only by the faithful followers, but even by his prejudiced critics. Muhammad was a religious teacher, a social reformer, a moral guide, an administrative colossus, a faithful friend, a wonderful companion, a devoted husband, a loving father, all in one. No other man in history ever excelled or equaled him in any of these different aspects of life, but it was only for the selfless personality of Muhammad to achieve such incredible perfections. Mahatma Gandhi, speaking on the character of Muhammad, says in Young India, "I wanted to know the best of one who holds today's undisputed sway over the hearts of millions of mankind. I became more than convinced that it was not the sword that won a place for Islam in those days in the scheme of life. It was the rigid simplicity, the utter self-effacement of the Prophet, the scrupulous regard for his pledges, his intense devotion to his friends and followers, his intrepidity, his fearlessness, his absolute trust in God and in his own mission. These, and not the sword, carried everything before them and surmounted every obstacle." When I closed the second volume of the Prophet's biography, I was sorry there was not more for me to read of the great life. Thomas Carlyle, in his Heroes and Hero Worship, was simply amazed as to how one man single-handedly could weld warring tribes and wandering Bedouins into a most powerful and civilized nation in less than two decades. Diwan Chand Sharma wrote, "Muhammad was the soul of kindness, and his influence was felt and never forgotten by those around him." D.C. Sharma, The Prophet of the East, Calcutta, 1935, page 12. Muhammad was nothing more or less than a human being, but he was a man with a noble mission, which was to unite humanity on the worship of one and only one God, and to teach them the way to honest and upright living based on the commands of God. He always described himself as a servant and messenger of God, and so indeed every action of his proclaimed to be. Speaking on the aspect of equality before God in Islam, the famous poetess of India, Sarojini Naidu, says, "It was the first religion that preached and practiced democracy, for in the mosque, when the call for prayer is sounded and worshippers are gathered together, the democracy of Islam is embodied 5 times a day when the peasant and king kneel side by side and proclaim, 'God alone is great.'" I have been struck over and over again by this indivisible unity of Islam that makes man instinctively a brother. S. Naidu, Ideals of Islam, Vide Speeches and Writings, Madras, 1918, page 169. In the words of Professor Hugronia, "The League of Nations founded by the Prophet of Islam put the principle of international unity and human brotherhood on such universal foundations as to show candle to other nations." He continues, "The fact is that no nation of the world can show a parallel to what Islam has done towards the realization of the idea of the League of Nations. The world has not hesitated to raise to divinity individuals whose lives and missions have been lost in legend. Historically speaking, none of these legends achieved even a fraction of what Muhammad accomplished, and all his striving was for the sole purpose of uniting mankind for the worship of one God on the codes of moral excellence. Muhammad or his followers never at any time claimed that he was a son of God or the God incarnate or a man with divinity, but he always was and is even today considered as only a messenger chosen by God." K.S. Ramakrishna Rao, an Indian professor of philosophy, in his booklet, Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, calls him the perfect model for human life. Professor Ramakrishna Rao explains his point by saying, "The personality of Muhammad, it is most difficult to get into the whole truth of it. Only a glimpse of it I can catch. What a dramatic succession of picturesque scenes. There is Muhammad the Prophet. There is Muhammad the warrior. Muhammad the businessman. Muhammad the statesman. Muhammad the orator, Muhammad the reformer, Muhammad the refuge of orphans, Muhammad the protector of slaves, Muhammad the emancipator of women, Muhammad the judge, Muhammad the saint." All in all, these magnificent roles in all these departments of human activities, he is alike a hero. Today, after a lapse of 14 centuries, the life and teachings of Muhammad have survived without the slightest loss, alteration, or interpolation. They offer the same underlying hope for treating mankind's many ills, which they did when he was alive. This is not a claim of Muhammad's followers, but also the inescapable conclusion forced upon by a critical and unbiased history. The least you could do as a thinking and concerned human being is to stop for a moment and ask yourself, could these statements sounding so extraordinary and revolutionary be really true? And supposing they really are true and you did not know this man, Muhammad, or hear about him, isn't it time you responded to this tremendous challenge and put in some effort to know him? It will cost you nothing, but it may prove to be the beginning of a completely new era in your life.